Ben Tanzer is an Emmy Award-winning coach, creative strategist, podcaster, writer, and teacher. Ben, it's lovely to have you on the line from Chicago. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor, and I really appreciate it.
It's been so interesting in my association with you. You know, if I talk about anybody, you have somehow brushed across them in some shape or form, whether it's in New York or Chicago or Atlanta or Baltimore. And so you really are very steeped in this whole business. And I couldn't think of anyone better to ask about the effect on the book business during COVID-19. What is your optimism or lack thereof about the industry going forward?
You know, I tend to be relentlessly optimistic. I do think that we will adjust back to the norms we had, but I also think there will also be a different normal that we'll decide if we want to continue adjusting to, which is you really can do a launch by Zoom, right? That may not be as intimate, but it can be funny and engaging and interesting. Even something like a podcast. I interviewed you for my podcast. We did that in a coffee shop. You are the last person I interviewed in person. I think people like myself will always ask ourselves now, do we really need to be in person? Why were we so rigid about that? How much have we lost? And some of the questions are going to be, we haven't lost a lot. So I do think you'll see something that's more of a hybrid, a pre-pandemic, post-pandemic. One thing I think we know is that the pandemic has certainly not cut into people's reading. People want to read. And so the idea that we want to keep producing books, that's not going to change. I love having books in my hand, and I love having my books in people's hands.
So speaking of your books in people's hands, Upstate, put out by Tortoise Books this fall. And for anyone who doesn't know the background to this, Ben started working on this series of stories in 2006, and they were published in various literary journals, then collected into three small volumes, and finally put together into New York Stories in 2015. Now, this is where we come in. Tortoise Books has just put out a revised and edited version of this. It's called Upstate. And Ben, we know that when people revisit books as readers at different times in their life, they respond differently to the books because they have changed and they are different. Tell me about the process as a writer going back over 14 years and constantly revisiting these stories.
Oh, that's a wonderful question. I found the experience quite moving. I had, which surprised me, an odd sort of nostalgia for these characters, like they were friends of mine, as if I knew them, as if we'd spent time together. And as I read the book, I felt a certain excitement reconnecting with them, but I also felt a kind of sadness. I also realized that as I've gotten older, my sensitivities and triggers around, you know, violence and loss and grief are really heightened. So the book was tapping a lot of those buttons for me. It was a very interesting experience. It was a bit of a reunion. But I did leave feeling like these stories have been told. Now we have to, you know, reconnect with them and maybe extend them. You know, where do they go from here?
This is a collection called Upstate. It's been put out in this version by Tortoise Books. And you can find out more on Ben's website, which is tanzerben.com. Thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.